the same. It's the light of guidance and the shift of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam. Allah's peace be upon all of you. Thank you very much for joining us. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this episode, we're going to speak about the new concept of death in the school of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. I invite you to join us.
كربلاء لا زلت كربا وبلا ما لقي عندك يا آل المصطفى
كربلاء لا زلت كربا وبلا ما لقي عندك يا آل المصطفى كربلاء كربلاء.
Today, Friday, is the 21st of Muharram, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 28th of Mordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 19th of August, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we'll listen to verses 62 to 64 of chapter Yunus.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
Unquestionably, for the allies of Allah, there will be no fear concerning them, nor will they grieve.
الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ.
Those who believed and were fearing Allah.
لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. لا تبديل لكلمات الله ذلك هو الفوز العظيم.
For them are good tidings in the worldly life and in the hereafter. No change is there in the words of Allah. That is what is the great attainment.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The friends of Allah are those who have become believers, continuously strive after virtue and make continence their habit. For them there is good news both in this world and in the hereafter, because there are no changes in the divine words and promises, for Allah always fulfills the promises He has made to His friends. This is a great victory and happiness for the person concerned. Did Imam al-Hussein know he would be killed? Imam al-Hussein led a group of his close family members and companions toward Iraq. Even women and young ones passionately chose to join the third Imam in his epic struggle. On the way, Imam al-Hussein was informed that his emissary to Kufa had been executed and that the people of Kufa had deserted him. Upon hearing the news, Imam al-Hussein said, "Our Shia and supporters have deserted us. Those of you who would like to leave may do so freely, without fault." Those who remained committed to Imam al-Hussein's mission were of the highest caliber in intellect, faith, and love. The tragic and heroic events that followed cannot be described adequately in these limited times. However, every year across the globe, the principled struggle of the noble 72 defenders led by Imam al-Hussein has been commemorated. The elegies, the reflections, the tears, the principled actions of sincere devotees pronounce a glimpse of Imam al-Hussein's universal message of truth, justice, and love for humanity.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the concept and phenomenon of death as viewed by Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. We find such kind of attitude not only in the words of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, rather in the case of the companions of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. I mean, we find that in the cases of companions of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, we find that all of them in the rajazis, in their battlefield poems, they expressed themselves in such a way that they were not scared of death, rather they welcomed death because they viewed that a higher goal and a higher destination was in view to reach. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam introduced a new definition of death and a new definition of martyrdom. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was certainly the true role model of pure Islam, and he was certainly a true personality who carried the legacy of pure Islam right from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We find that in the words, addresses, and deeds of Imam al-Hussein salam, both in the time of comfort and in the time of crisis, we find that he never changed his definitions. Rather, according to Imam al-Hussein salam, death in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is martyrdom in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was just like a gateway or a kind of bridge that leads pious people from the world of conflict, the world of crisis, the world of hardships, to the castle of comfort and to the paradise of all sorts of divine granted blessings.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah.
And on this episode of today's special, and in this part, a life like Ali and a death like Hussein. The valiant prophet Moses did not fight Pharaoh to become king, neither did the righteous Imam al-Hussein take on the army of the corrupt Yazid merely to become caliph. Their effort was in fulfillment of moral obligation, which serves as a universal message, which has left a lasting legacy of a struggle and resistance against corruption and injustice. The lesson is not only in that they were prepared to fight for what is right, but were also willing to die for it. Selflessness, not selfishness. Humility, not ego. Principle, not power. Such a struggle has always raged on in a corrupted world. As Allama Iqbal said, ever since the beginning, two opposing forces have been at war, virtue and vice. Thus Prophet Moses rose against Pharaoh and Imam al-Hussein rose against Yazid.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Abdullah. وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار فلا جعله الله آخر العهد من زيارتك السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام
IRIB English Radio and today's special presents approach of Imam al-Hussein towards death. Imam al-Hussein spoke about life being good, but not to point where we buy it on any price. This life is not so valuable. Imam al-Hussein spoke about humanity, saying humanity is much greater than simply living a life. Therefore, from that angle of humanity, Imam al-Hussein says, death is better than this life. Dying with dignity is better than living in humiliation. I don't see death except perfection and climax, and living along with oppressors as nothing but a loss and humiliating. Imam al-Hussein further says, my status is not a status where a person must fear death. How light is dying when you are dying on the path of dignity? Dying in the path of dignity is nothing but eternal life. How true. Where is Shemr, Yazid, and Umar ibn Sa'd today? And where is Hussein today?
Sayyid Abbas Razavian.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Peace and salutations upon you, Imam Hussein alayhi salam. I send my condolences for the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. We were talking about benefiting from Ziyarat al-Ashura and reciting it and incorporating it in our personal and spiritual lives. We look at Ziyarat al-Jami' al-Kabira, one of the important ziyarats. It says, خَلَغَكُمُ اللَّهُ أَنْوَارًا. God has created you, the Ahlul Bayt, as light. فَجَعَلَكُمْ بَأَرْشِهِ مُهْتَقِينَ. He then made you observe from his throne. You were around his throne. You were around the arsh. حَتَّ مَنَّ عَلَيْنَا بِكُمْ. Until he favored us with your presence and brought you down from where you were around the arsh of God and you were light and they brought you to this world. Therefore, the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam are nur. They're majalis. That we have, the majalis of Imam Hussein, the gatherings, the congregations we have for Imam Hussein, they are light. Their shrines are light. When a person reaches their shrines, it is full of light, but it takes a heart that is able to distinguish light and darkness, to be able to deal and cope and witness this nur and light. We are in need of light. We are in need of nur. When we pray, when we do salat, when we remember God, light comes and showers our hearts. When we separate from Him, when we separate from His commands, when we separate from His prophets and their successors, we are in absolute darkness. It's like pulling away light from the socket. And when you take out the cord, what happens? We stop shining. Therefore, as long as we're connected to God, we will have light. Our hearts will have light.
So we follow this interesting topic. I mean, the death in Imam Hussein's view. So I invite you to listen to the next episode of today's special. Until then, في أمان الله.
اللهم اجعل محياي محيا محيا محمد وآل محمد ومماتي 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 ممات محمد وآل محمد.